In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that, and thanks to Evan Thomas, gets us up and running and motivated and twitching away every morning, and thanks to everyone for a lot of great calls and texts and emails.
Thank you for listening on this Monday, November 25th, and we want to thank you for listening so much. We're going to give you something to go to. Be caller 6 now to win exclusive access to the Football After Dark. Join Layla Rahimi Tuesday, December 3rd, joined by DJ Moore for a live Q&A and in-depth analysis at the Gale Street Inn. Great place. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while they dive into the latest insights. And the exciting event is proudly sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com and by AARP. The younger you are, the more you need AARP.
Great ribs at Gale Street. Enjoy them. And thank you to our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
I've also seen a growth in Jaden. I've talked to him yesterday in practice. I've talked to him today before the game. His development defensively is...
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that cut.
That's not even worth so, wasting my time
sure
on.
That'll make
and,
national news.
You know, it's. I don't know what he was referencing that about, but you know, and with, you know, Jaden had a productive freshman year here, but I'm not getting into what all that, you know, all that our fans and everybody else have some fun with. I'm sure they probably are, but you're not. I got Arkansas Little Rock to worry about and Arkansas to worry about.
Brad Underwood.
Yeah, I went back and forth there.
Back and forth with Ed Cooley, who had some things that you just heard. And nice little college basketball rivalry.
And we've got Marshall Harris here. How about that? They said it wouldn't happen. They said it wasn't possible with Ferriam.
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're with Dan Bernstein.
And the last thing, the most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Oh, man. Yeah. So what was going on with Brad Underwood there? What was it?
Ed Cooley made a comment.
Who's
about
Ed Cooley?
The head coach of...
Georgetown.
Georgetown now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And talked about a player that transferred and it kind of cast aspersions on the program, and Brad Underwood was defending the program.
Oh, okay.
The way I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah. Made a little bit of a hubbub.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah, a little kerfuffle. Brad Underwood likes his kerfuffles. Okay. He's a pretty intense guy.
Hey, did you see that the Loyola Ramblers, Jaden Dawson had a dunk that made SportsCenter over
did
the
it
weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Good for that young man.
He had a great dunk.
All right. Hey, congratulations to the Northwestern field hockey team. National champions
national
2 years in a row.
National champs. How about that?
Don't they always win?
That's lacrosse.
Okay. Okay.
She's a legend, and their field hockey program is terrific as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations to the Wildcats.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Congratulations to DePaul basketball also. They're rolling right now.
They're rolling. How about that?
When does the Big East start?
Serious?
Says the Loyola grad.
It's a real question.
I'm just wondering.
It's a legitimate question.
I can remember.
It's a legitimate question.
I can remember probably 5-6 years ago. Yeah. I don't know. Last time they started off pretty well. And Loyola, or DePaul starts out well. I think I was still writing at the Tribune. I did a column, it was like in December, about DePaul basketball. And I came in here the next day, and you're like, yeah, nice column. When's the Big East start?
Didn't they go winless
yes,
the Big
did.
East that
yes,
year, though?
Did.
That
yes,
was the problem.
And
I don't think that's happening now. I think they got a significantly better coach.
The reason why I said is...
Talent, though?
I watched almost... I want to say I watched probably 80% of their games last year.
Wow.
80% of their games.
Wow.
They went 3-29.
Yeah.
So when I say off to a good start, I'm not even trying to be funny. Well, I'm saying you've won twice as many games as last year.
Chris Holtmann can coach.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. So
that's a good
for DePaul.
I'm really looking forward to this Bears game on Thursday.
As am I.
It's going to be so easy. I'm just so glad I'm not working. I'm not live tweeting.
Are you taunting us? What are you
It's going to be great. It just, I'll wake up. It'll be on. I've got to start cooking. And I don't have to worry about it. I don't really concentrate on it. You know,
those of us that are working, we're suckers. Is that
yes? You're complete suckers.
I'm not saying that, Mully. I appreciate your hard work, Mully. I appreciate your hard work.
I just think it's going to be great. I just kind of walk around in a bathrobe and the Bears are. What are they down 16? Watch them win.
I'm going to be watching them on a plane. So there's that. Hmm. My flight back is during that game. So
and you know you can get them.
Yeah. I'm on American live TV.
Okay.
They've got the networks.
Okay.
The broadcast networks. I'll be fine.
Making sure. I've miscalculated on that before.
And where are you going?
Huntsville, Alabama, baby. Oh, God's right. country. The Rocket City, the hockey capital of the South. You know
the
how we
Rocket
do?
Rocket City.
You know how we do?
The hockey capital of the South?
Yeah, first.
Really?
First city with it.
Really? Oh, Tampa Bay would like a word.
That's not the South.
Before really. Tampa Bay, that's first Florida. Of all, before Tampa okay. Bay had a right. had right. a major NHL team, Huntsville had the first Division I hockey team south of the Mason-Dixon
line. I'm just saying
line.
There are
and they have
hockey
a minor league
teams
team.
And cities south of Huntsville, Alabama
yeah.
that probably have better.
There's a reason Atlanta doesn't have one anymore. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't always stick. It doesn't always stick. But back to what I was saying, I'll be in Huntsville, but I'll be coming back Thursday so that I can host the high school state championships
really?
For 2 days. Yeah. Over at CIU.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're
I
doing
will be
that?
Seeing yeah. you on that.
That's awesome.
I love those.
All day Friday, all day Saturday.
You know, we got a couple of vested interests here. We got York against Loyola.
Okay.
Dustin's team, York. And then Mount Carmel.
And I know about Mount Carmel. I've done enough with Mount Carmel. I've been to a Mount Carmel game before. Yeah.
David's high school is also in the championship.
North
game
Judson.
On Saturday.
Tiny North Judson.
What class is that?
Class single A, single Indiana a? Football Championship. They play Saturday morning. Against Providence in the at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Do all their guys play offense and defense?
Yeah, definitely. And definitely. There's no platoon football.
And my high school is defunct.
Yeah.
So we all have something. What?
Yeah, mine actually got good at football again. They went through a fallow period, and now their Deerfield is back to being good. Because they were unbelievable.
It's so much fun when your team is good. The high school team is good.
Yeah, high school, college, any team that you have affiliation with, when you see them rise up.
I can't wait.
It's a good time.
When your high school's defunct, it's like an old girlfriend became a nun. It's just a very happy.
Or she
but
died.
It was a seminary high school, right?
Yes, it was. Quigley South. No one will ever be in my locker.
So we are not allowed. I'm not allowed to enjoy any part of
you're bragging about the whole show.
I'm not bragging the whole show.
Wait, bragging about what? Here.
Everybody's got a team in the championship.
Your school doesn't exist.
I'm happy for Dustin. I'm happy for Brandon. They take a lot of pride in that. I'm also very proud of my small town that now is playing in the state high school football championship game. It means a lot to those people.
I'm glad my high school doesn't exist anymore, and I can't
it's
go back.
It's not a shot at you, though.
I didn't say
it's
it was.
It's not your fault it's defunct.
Yeah, you didn't, like, run the
maybe
it ground.
Is. Maybe there's an untold story.
You didn't, like, file a lawsuit and they had to shut down,
what am I
you?
Missing? Like, the level of that's guilt funny. Here. It sounds like you're to blame. That's it. That's it. Close
we
it.
We had a meeting.
That's funny.
Where they
that's
had funny. To give up the keys to the, you know, for the alums had to give up the keys, and we basically had to figure out if we were going to go to another site to celebrate the Thanksgiving beer bash, which I always had before one of the tournaments and basketball tournaments. And so there's like some kid's mom showed up and was screaming at the alums because the school was closing and we hadn't done anything. And so the guy that was the president of the Alumni Association is sitting there kind of nodding his head. And my buddy's brother, who like worked in the school system, he's leaning over and he's saying, just let her go on, let her go on. She's just got to get this out. And I'm in his other ear and I'm like, hey, ask her what year she's in. Ask her what she's doing here. I don't think we had any girls when I was here. And I'm like, tell her to get lost. And like he said, it was like the angel and the devil. You know,
let me guess,
up.
You're the devil.
I was totally the worst. Yeah. Isn't that hilarious?
It's
something.
I'm curious why she felt so strongly about it.
Well, I don't. She thought someone should do something and no one was doing anything. like we're just trying to figure out if we're going to still get together at a local bar.
Have a beer bash.
That's all it was. Okay, yeah. That was really the only point that we needed to settle.
Anyway. Well, happy Football Monday. We're going to figure out just how many ways the Bears can invent spectacular losses. I've never in my life seen a team that can always do just enough to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough. It's like you couldn't plan it better. The death by a thousand cuts. It's as if they go into a game planning trap doors for themselves. It is almost spectacular in their ability to undermine their positives. It really is. So we've got a lot today. Anthony Heron is going to join us at 11. We have Matt Eberflus audio coming your way because that's always special. And Dan Wiederer at 1. And we'll do our usual Football Monday stuff.
Have a great
All
show.
Right, guys.